August 28, 1927 Sorrow of the Divine Will in Each Created Thing. The Conception of Jesus. The Love of the Soul. I was following the acts of the Supreme Volition according to my usual way. But while I was doing this, my sweet Jesus came out from within my interior. He was so very afflicted and weary, and was sighing with intense sorrow. I said to him, "What is the matter? What is it, my love? Why are you so afflicted and sorrowful?" And Jesus, "My daughter, if you knew how many sorrows my will receives, you would cry with me. In all creation my will has its motion and its continuous act. It encompasses everything, and in all created things it holds out its incessant act to each creature. But not finding its own will in them in order to give its act, on the contrary, it finds human wills as though covered with mud, it is forced to place its act in order to preserve them. It feels tortured by the sorrow of placing in the mud the nobility, the sanctity, the purity of its divine acts. It does not find the cortege of its own divine will in its act, which it deposits in the creature, and it suffers intensely. And I feel its sorrow in each of its acts, as well as in each act which it allows the creatures themselves to do. If the creature speaks, operates and walks, it is my divine will that makes itself primary motion of her word, work and step. And yet, it is not looked at, it is put aside as if my volition were extraneous to her, while it holds the vital and essential part of her act. Oh! How it grieves in each act of creatures, in seeing itself neither recognized, nor loved, nor looked at. There is nothing in creation which my will does not do. In the sun it does its act of incessant light in order to give light to creatures, and it looks for its own volition in them in order to receive the cortege and the glory for its light. And not finding it, it grieves, because it does not find in them that which matches its light. On the contrary, it finds in them darkness and coldness which offend its light and its heat. What sorrow! My volition does its continuous act in the air, and breathing in it, it forms a vital act in the air, such that, as creatures breathe it, they receive life. But while it gives life, it does not find in them the breath of its own divine volition, which, breathing together with the creature, would form divine life in her. What sorrow, to give life, and not to be able to form it in them! My will forms the food. It keeps so many elements in exercise, the earth, the wind, the sun, the air, the water, the seed, in order to form this food and give it to creatures, so as to find its own will in them. But, no, it is in vain, and its sorrow becomes more intense. What does my will not do in the creation? There is nothing in which it does not hold its primary act of life. And it runs and runs incessantly toward the creature. It runs in the wind, in the water, in the earth, in the flowery fields, in the waves of the sea, in the outstretched heavens, everywhere. And it runs in order to find its will in creatures. And not finding it, it feels a sorrow in all things. It feels its own acts being snatched away from itself without serving its own volition. Oh! If the creature could read the characters of my divine fiat, in everything she sees, hears, touches and takes, she would read the incessant sorrow of this volition of mine, which runs and will always run only to find my will in them, the only purpose for which man and all creation were created. And if it preserves the creature, it is so as to reach its purpose and give respite to so long a sorrow. This is the reason for all my cares in order to make my divine will known, that it may reign and dominate. Everything will be given to its children, because they alone will remove the characters of sorrow and will place the characters of joy, of glory, of happiness in all created things, because they will receive divine will through them, and divine will they let it find within themselves, rendering the just homages and the glory which is due to the acts that my will exercises in all creation. Then, I continued to follow the acts of the Supreme Volition, and as I arrived at the point at which the Sovereign Queen conceived in her most pure womb, I said to myself, The heart of my celestial mother provided her blood, her love and the divine will reigning in her in order to form the conception of the word within herself. I too want to provide my love, my pains and the divine will reigning in me while she conceives in her womb, so that I too may place of my own in the conception of Jesus, so as to adore the eternal fiat in such a great act, and also so that, since I have given of my own, he may be conceived in me. But while I was doing this, I thought to myself, these are my usual strange things, but, after all, it is love that I want to give to Jesus, it is his very divine will for the honor of his conception. And Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, my daughter, it is I who move your soul to do what I want, and many times I do not even tell you the reason. You must know that my divine will had its first act in the conception of me, eternal word, and your love and your acts are acts of justice, and are necessary for the conception of the divine will and the humanity of your Jesus, because the first kingdom it laid was in my humanity. Now, in order to give you the right that it might reign in you, with justice it demanded your love while it conceived in my humanity. And since for my supreme fiat there is no past nor future, but everything is present, while I conceived in the sovereign queen, I conceived in your love, in your pains, in that very volition which was to reign in you. So, now you do nothing but give it its rights, providing to it what is needed so as to have it conceive in you, and for you to receive the rights to have it lay its kingdom and take in hand the scepter of command with absolute dominion. So, what to you seems nothing and something strange, enters into the first act of the divine will, and your Jesus, looking at you and taking you by the hand, takes you into that act in which he conceived in the maternal womb in order to let you place your love, your pains, so that your act may not be missing in an act so great, which gave the beginning to the kingdom of the divine will and the human family. And this is the reason why in all the acts I did while on earth, I call your love to bind itself to those acts, nor do I want you to let even one escape you. These are rights of justice that my will demands, and are links of connection in order to give you the right that it might reign in you. Therefore, follow your Jesus without any concern. Then, returning to think about the sorrow that the divine will feels in the creation, I would have wanted as many lives for as many sorrows as it feels, so as to sweeten the sorrows so long. And I was thinking of how sorrowful is the state in which the fiat finds itself in creatures. And my lovable Jesus, coming out from within my interior, told me, my daughter, you must know that my divine volition cannot admit the acts of my will into the creature if it does not find itself, because creatures lack the capacity, the dignity, the sanctity, the space to be able to contain even a single act of the supreme will. And this is another of its sorrows, but by the nature of its goodness it communicates its effects. It happens as to the sun, which communicates its effects to the earth, but does not remain in it, otherwise the earth would become radiant and luminous, while, after the sun has passed by, it remains the dark body it is. However, the effects serve to preserve it and to make it produce plants, flowers and fruits. It also happens as to the water, which communicates its effects to the earth, but not the fount of its life. So much so, that when it does not rain, the earth remains dry and does not have the strength to produce a single blade of grass. This is why the earth, possessing neither the life of the sun nor that of the water, has need for the sun to communicate its daily effects, and for the water to water it very often in order to be preserved and be able to produce. The same happens for the acts of my divine will. It wants to give itself so that the creature may become sun, in order to be able to form its life. But not finding its will, in its sorrow, taken by the excesses of its goodness, it communicates its effects, which serve to preserve the object of its sorrows. No one can tell you what value, what power, what sanctity, light and immensity one act of my divine fiat contains, except for your Jesus. And only one who possesses a divine volition can contain its acts. Therefore, Only the Fiat can raise the creature to the divine sanctity and nobility, which gives her the likeness of her creator. All others, however good and praised because of their ability, ingenuity, doctrine, industriousness, will remain always like earth which, possessing neither the fount of light nor of water, will be given, as poor beggars, the effects of my supreme will.